Minnie was doped down, cross-legged at her feather's feet, howking the in-timmers out of her Halloween neep with a soup spoon and gathering the scrape-it duds of veggie into an all tin pot. There was nothing by order in this, and Elkie Fair Maroon, the parish cotter and Fern Bairns would be doing the same. Whosoever, the all tin pot was placed a bein' an outspread newspaper because Minnie and her neep were bein' in the guid room, for her feyther was reading the family Bible afore he rigged for a meeting of the kirk session. Sally Bruce, her mither, was throwing the kitchy, ironing Steen Hillock's best sark. Out in the stable, Jock Dow the Grieve was grooming the horse in the stable, making ready to harness a teat of the gig for the hurl down the Roch Road to Steen Hillock Kirkmans. The tea dishes were steeping in the sink, stucken with bristled stovies, and Meg Ramsay was new back for the buyer, for she'd been helping the cattleman finish off the milking. Minnie adored her da. Her feyther was a hech trim cheel with a bra brown mouser like the Kaiser's, and a fob watch glinting at his waistcoat pouch. He carried his 52-year Uncle Weel, clean living and godly, fell godly. He was twining in and Minnie's long black curls round the fingers of his left hand and turning the pages of the Haley Buick with the other. The lamps were lighted, a soft guttering low, and the fire was dancing blithely in the hearth. The breast things and poker stood in the coal scuttle, alive with shadows and firelight. As Minnie idently howked at her neep, her father read aloud for the Old Testament. He was reading aloud for Genesis 28, the story of Jacob's ladder. And he dreamed and saw a ladder set up in the air, and the top would reach to heaven, and saw the angels of God gan up and doon it. And look ye, the Lord stood abeen it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. I shall gie ye the land ye lie unto yoursel, and your bairns after ye. And your heirs shall be like the earth's stour, ye shall spread afar to a' the earths, and in ye and your heirs shall be a' the families of earth blessed. And look up, I am wi' ye, and will keep ye in the place ye gang, for I will na leave ye. Minnie put the spoon down in the rug, and rested her hand a minty, for it was hard work howking out a Halloween neep. Was the divil an angel tea, da, she speared. Fore ye fan fae heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, Isaiah verse 14, chapter 12, her feyther made upon. Aye, many he was, but he thought himself greater nor God and the Lord cast him down to hell. Down the ladder, da speared the quine, 13 with the thought of the ghastly ladder raxing fae heaven to the ground. Weest, many her feyther tell her, nae unkindly. Your brother's trying to finish his lessons. His fingers, that had been twining the lassie's bonny curls, now fell to stroking her head like she was a wee kitlin. She was a petted crater. He couldna hide that he favoured her far a being her brother Matty. But Matty was the son of the hoose, the heir to Steen Hillock and Athing Int. Steen and Lyme, aye good to the loon, all Scots law, natural law, and Minnie's clacking tongue had to be stilt to let the loon get on with his homework. Matty was a doer loon, a scholar, nae as bonny as Minnie, nae as clever as Minnie, but nae feel for a' that. And noo he was doped doon in a steel at a sma' eik table ower by the windy. English, Latin, and science jotters lay at his nev. Whiles he hated his sister, for their da made nae attempt to hide the fact that he liked her better than ony living body about the place, better even than Matty's mither Sally. Through the window at his elbow, he could see the stibble park, for she'd left at the clag shafe, racks and team and bar in the moonlight out by, out o'er the whinny braes of the now aledrich. Yestreen's feyther had spent the forenoon up though now, sheeting fight hares, and Meg Ramsay had the gutting, skinning and stewing of them for the evening meal. Matty, for's Neb was never out of a book, lost nae time in telling Minnie as she suppered her plate of hare stew that warlocks could take the form of a hare, and that even noo they might a' be eating in. Matty had said though, kenning full weel that his sister had a vivid imagination, and like as no the thought of eating a warlock would put her off her sleep. Sure enough, she'd hardly sleepit a wink, for thinking on warlocks and hares, even though her father had raged Matty and told them to hud his wheesht and speared if that was a' the siller he gave to Strathbogie College was gweed for, learning all wives' tales to flag wee quines. The Hallaledrich was wearing a wee reed croon, a reed sma' spirk and toorie far north his bairns and puckles of the near-hand quarter halflands had licht at a Halloween bleeze. Bonfire, bonfire, burn, keep the fairy folk awa'. Many kent that fires be lichted and puckles o' parks loon redrich, aye, and dunrach tea, but nae to keep awa' fairies, naething so nochty as fairies, na. To keep awa' the auld laird o' Ledrich, the warlock laird buried in Steenhill o' Kirkyard at the very back yet to the Reverend John Geddes himsel. She was itching to speer at her father about the warlock, but kent fine he didna hod with superstitious state, and only thold the howking of the neep and the duking for apples to come, because a' bairns howked their neeps, and flagged in and there with tales about ghosties and bogles, and he wouldna take a war harmless pleasures, though he didna approve of them. They sat quiet for the next half hour, father, son, and daughter, as darkness deepened its grip o'er the lawn. The only soon was the wee sough for the Bible as Matthew Bruce turned o'er its gowd-edged pages, and the scrat o' Matty's pen as he scrived his Latin grammar, and the rasp o' the spean as it turned o'er the yellow dads o' scrape at neep. The lough spirket and cracket up the lum, and the clock on the mantelpiece gied clunkety-clunk till it stuck the quarter o'er, and a wee bit tune sang out for its clockwork throat. Matty's dyke, Benji, was sprackled afore the fire, rocks on his paws, his wime stubbed with parritch, his een steeked, breathing broken and whizzly as only a dreaming dog can, his toosly coat tagled with dubs, wee tossels o' glare hinging for the hinner ennot. Benji T was only thawed in the gweed room Bruce, because Minnie liked him there. For Minnie was some of their why, Benji was keep it out by, or ben in the kitchen. Matty would hate to brush him afore he bedded, but nae afore he'd step it over to the byre to look over the kye that put siller in the bank and breed in the table. It wasna Latin grammar nor algebraic equations of the John, na, faith ye, and Matthew Bruce never let his loon forget it. Matty wouldna gang on to take a degree like the lave o' his fears, nae siller in that. His road lay in the plighter of the park suit by, and if it was coarse to open the door o' learning to his young son and sign shut it again, Matthew Bruce would have disagreed. Fairman was bred into him. The Bruces were Steenhillock as much as the Hallaledrich and the Troot Valley, as much as the smaast birk in the Newcastle Rogie Woods. Learning, though, was fit set the farmer appeared face quarters, for a smattering of learning meant that the loon could hud his ain wi' doctors, lawyers, and the like, specially wi' a weel stuck at byre beasts and parks fu' a eight to add to their wealth. At 6:30, Minnie's mother came in wi' her da's sark to say that Jock had harnessed to beat the gig and was waiting with the reins out by in the court. Minnie didna bide long after her father left. The neep was finished. She started to play with Benji, Matty's dog, pooing his fuskers to lay guard. "Leave him," her brother warned. "Winna," come her answer. "Leave him, Minnie, or you'll wish you did. Winna." But when Matty lowered his bruise and put down his book, Minnie Kent should gie new her far, lifted the neep and ran Ben to the safety of the kitchen. Meg Ramsay and her mother Sally had a tin basin waiting, reaming with water, for the quiney to duke for apples blin fall. After the duking was done, Minnie's long ringlets were wheat as cat sookins placed round her brew. She turned her glaze and put on her flannel goon. She saddled in the horse cheer by the kitchy fire where Clooty Dally Betsy and started to prig with Meg Ramsay and her mother for Halloween stories. "I dinna ken on any Ledrich stories," her mother told her. "Hud your hands out and hud this hunk o' worser till I wave the oo and a ba'." The only queer kind of stories I ever heard were about the wee folk that flitted from Migvree to Ledrich, some like myself when I married your father. only they didna want to flit, and they cursed the warlock for Gartham's shift wi' his spells. Dole to the warlock of Migvry, and dole to Migvry's heir, for driving us fae oor seely hame to Lidrick's steeny lair. Stop hodging, minnie, and keep your fingers stracht. It was wearisome hodding our hands up in the air while our mither whippet the oo roon and roon in our bar, but it had to be deen if they wanted socks or ganties or muckles or scarves or tourists to hod out the call a' winter. Minnie tried another tack. Meg, what do you ken about the warlock at Lidrick, she speared. Was he as coarse as Abdi says? Oh, folly aye, and mair, quo' Meg, timbering on with the drying up of the plates, near up to the oxters and het supples. 1,200 year ago this very night, the warlock laird of Lidrick was put to his bed with his last sickness. Now, as you'll a' ken, and here Minnie cocked her lugs, for she didn't ken of all. When the laird was a young loon, he travelled for Lidrick to Padua over in Italy to attend a school run by the deal for them that wanted to learn the ins and outs of the black earth. And eens there, here, Meg stopped a minute to clad dad a bristled neep for the foon o' a pan with knife, garring it screech like a banshee. The deal got eyes pupils pledged their immortal soul in exchange for their 7 year learning. And 1,200 year ago this very night, the deal came over to Lidrick to claim the warlock's soul. Quo' Minnie, her een dancing wi' glee. Aye, but don wasna the I note, Sally Bruce buttered in. Even I ken not, and I'm fae a different parish hine awa. The warlock keepit fower birds as his familiars, you see. Fit's a familiar, ma. Spirit servants are deaf at their tilt, nae like you I hodging about and dropping my worship. The quine quaitin' doon as her mither set off again, whipping the worset roon and roon the bar, and picking up the threads of the story. Maybe keep it a ted or a puddick or a kettlin' a roon him, but nae the warlock o' Lidrick. Nah, he keep it fower birdies, a corby, a jackdaw, a hawk, and a screechin' magpie. And Finny drew near to Dean. And here, the whipping of the oo slowed down for fear the tail got ravelled, the divil drove like the wind to claim his soul, and he sat in the moo a cave in the grounds of the house of Lidrick, waiting for death to finish the course breed off. Minnie was quite as a moose now, struck dumb with the very thought of the muckle black deal cocking his hooves in the moo a cave so near. Her mother carried on faster with the whipping of the worset and the tailing of the tail. But the warlock laird had read long sign in a book that the mirrled magpie wasna black a' through, and gin it focht for his soul agin the corby, aye, and one effect, his soul would be saved for the birstling lows o' hail. It would bide outside the gates of heaven till God took pity on't and let it in. At the dawn, many near dropped the worset a' together wi' excitement. For one, mither, for one effect. Well, the twa birdies started the fecht at the top of a steen, and for 7 hours they flew and piked and scratted at ane another, till wi' an almighty crack the magpie tore the corby clean in twa, and rugged its heart fae its breast, and won the laird's reprieve, and yon's foo the deal was swicket, and the warlock laird lies buried in Steenhillock parish kirk, as if he'd been a Christian buddy aye's mortal days. Nae to be out deen in the telling of stories, Meg Ramsay Capithone with tales of chiels fa' disappeared and never been seen again in this world, till on Halloween they'd reappeared with the help of the fairy folk. The next is Halloween, lady, the morn is holiday. Then when me on ye will, for we'll I what ye may. The bar worset was connoted, the kitchy fire was damped down with dross. Meg Ramsay wouldn't let many a water should paired an apple hail and coped the long reed skin over her left shoulder. It landed wi' a plout in the ground and curled round like an ah. Thon's the first letter of the name of the chiel yer and Mary, the kitchy maid cried, laughing and clapping her hands. Alec, Archie, Arthur, Alan, Albert, Alster. Stand in the chair, Minnie, up you go now, that's it, canny, and teat in the keeking glass over the sideboard. You should see his likeness grow in a hinny there in the glass, o'er your left shoulder. D'ye see it, Quiney? Minnie shook her head. The glass was deem, forbys the kitchy and shudder, loping with fire and connellicht. The oury face of the lichted neep teeted out at her for the table for its slateen, which sharp wee cut her teeth ganting like a wolf's maw, and the rick rising up like a curl fae a hole in its eildrich heed. Wheest Meg yon's anuch, were nae siccan a wheat bed o' morn's morning, the mistress of Steen Hillock telt her skiffy, thinking that maybe gin some far and flagging the bairn. Sally Bruce drew over a kitchy steel and stood on to preen a sprig o' rowan abeen the window. There now were safe and yuch, and Jock's pleated the horses' tails and braids, so they'll be safe for herm this night and a'. Meg rose at her mistress's tail to draw the kitchy curtains ticht, shutting out the fairlies of the night. Sighing on weary, flagged feet where Connell got run in her hand, Minnie travelled the timmer stairs to bed, feared to look in the brass rods hud in the carpet flat to the steps, for fear if it should make see there, glad that her father Matthew was a kirk presenter, for the divil would never dare meddle with him. And yon was Fu Sowen come to Steen Hillock, the first winter's night of the Celtic year, on frosted moonlight feet o' the quiet parks. The hail o' the unfrosty night, the youngest squire in the firm tossed in her bowster, and dreamt of the ghastly ladder that rose for the world to heaven. And a swan flew through her dream with its snae breast, for the pictures fae Marty's books took rest in his sister's heed, and danced there a while in her sleeping ee, till the cock crowed in November abeen the midden, and the long deed months o' call flitted in.